You don't have to go down quietly. You don't have to throw up your hands, hang your head, and admit defeat. It's a choice. Both giving up and fighting on. They're both choices. And you have a choice today. That's important to remember. Because it can seem like it's not your choice. It can appear like the matter has already been decided. That no matter what you do, you're still going to lose. But nothing could be further from the truth. You can't be stopped until you quit moving forward. Just because things didn't go your way the first time, or any time so far, doesn't mean that they won't go your way the next time. Think with me. 1,000 years ago, the battle between primal warriors was more clear. Giving up wasn't as easy as a choice as it is for us today. Losing meant giving up everything, your honor, and your life. And so no matter how badly you were injured, you fought on. You grabbed your weapon, and with every ounce of courage you could muster, you waged war with the enemy. To lose quietly meant death. And that choice wasn't something you were prepared to choose. Today's options are more sophisticated. You can give up but still pretend to try. You can give up and not care about trying. Or you can try and try and try and try and try again. You can refuse to lose quietly and be a warrior. This is Dan Walshman. We've been having an edgy conversation.